Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, June 24th, through Thursday, June 30th, 2022. June 24th, 2022. Blessed Mother says, praise be to Jesus. My daughter, Maureen, this mission and many who have been associated with it over the years are in a big way responsible for the overturn of Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion. There is reason to celebrate within your ranks. The Rosary of the Unborn has been and continues to be my calling card in the world. Do not rest on this victory. We must continue on with the same impetus that brought us this far. Our goal now is to pray for each state to renounce this sin against life. Therefore, beginning on Sunday, I will resurrect the Rosary of the States from the past. It will be prayed here once or twice a week. June 24th, 2022. The Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, 7 p.m. service. Jesus is here and says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today is a day of great joy and victory, for your nation has taken a giant step forward, morally. Since the inception of weaponry, there has always been an illicit use of them by those with violent motives in their hearts. Getting rid of guns is not the solution. That would only result in some new type of weapon more accessible to the general public. It is the violent nature of society today which needs to change. Revenge is portrayed every day on television. There is no counter-portrayal of forgiveness, kindness, and holy love. The false god of personal gain is quite often the motive. Society needs to work on changing hearts first, which would lead to the lack of need for weapons and the illicit use of them. Violence in all forms of entertainment should be portrayed as unacceptable. No form of violence should be represented as the solution to any problem. There is a vicious circle of defense against evil by innocent victims and the violent aggression of those whose hearts have been influenced by Satan. The only way to stop this circle of violence is to educate people as to the chain of behavior they are participating in. Forgiveness should be preached from the pulpit. Violence should not be given star status by the media. A general change of attitude in hearts needs to take place. Then there would be no need to ban guns. My dear children, these days control of the world as a whole has become the impetus behind many governments. Commodities are being held captive and ransomed as a ploy to manipulate one world control. Only the wise are willing to avoid such traps of infidelity to the truth. A one world government is the stepping stone of a one world leader, mainly the Antichrist. Do not let a one world leader set the destiny of the world. He would step into power with all pretense of good. In his case, law and order would be his law and order. If the general population is disarmed of weaponry, he would find the door to power open. Pay attention to who would benefit from a one-world order. Would it be the little souls who seek to please my most sacred heart? Or would it be a few who have too much power, who seek their own good and prosperity? Trust the wisdom that comes from above, not those who claim wisdom in the world. It is the little souls who seek the abode of my sacred heart, whose cause I champion. Jesus blesses everyone here. June 25th, 2022, the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, 3 p.m. service. Our Lady is here as Our Lady of Guadalupe, then changed into Mary, Refuge of Holy Love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, today as we celebrate the Feast of my Immaculate Heart, please realize that my heart is the safe refuge in a world steeped in confusion and false values. You cannot be at peace or live in the truth if you allow a compromised news media to influence your opinions. Already the media is forming its campaign against former President Trump. The next presidential election is years from now. The media does not respect the truth, but has its own agenda against the truth. You, my children, must have firm, righteous values in your hearts. Otherwise, you will fall victim to the campaign of lies that will be presented by those in favor of a one-world order. To be uninformed is to be misinformed. My heart is a refuge of truth. Once you seek this abode, the truth will be laid bare. The media is not your friend, but an adversary of the truth. Therefore, do not be influenced by the newspapers, news media on the air, or any periodicals. Seek the truth of my Immaculate Heart. Always turn to me and seek the protection of my heart when Satan attacks you through his lies. Humility seeks the truth. My heart is the first chamber of the United Hearts. No one advances to the subsequent chambers whose heart is closed to the truth. I invite all people and all nations into my Immaculate Heart. I applaud your nation's most powerful governing body, the Supreme Court, in acting on their conviction in the truth and protecting life in the womb. Those who try to compromise this fact oppose God. You cannot oppose God and come out a winner on top. Now it behooves every leader to support this triumph and to be on the side of God's victory. Do not try to dismantle the good that is empowering your nation to once again be an international leader. Stand united in the truth, as one heart and one mind. In your unity is your strength. Imitate my Immaculate Heart, the heart of a mother, whose first concern is for her children and the babe in her womb. Any attempt to destroy the good that has been accomplished by this Supreme Court ruling is the nefarious work of the old dragon, Satan himself. I join with you, dear children, in praise of this historic decision in the truth. I support your unity in the truth. Wisely take note of those who oppose it. My dear, dear children, please prepare your hearts for unprecedented attacks on the truth of life in the womb. I'm taking all your petitions in my Immaculate Heart with me today. I love you, and I'm blessing you with my blessing of holy love. June 26th, 2022, the Feast of the United Hearts, 3 p.m. service. I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. The Father says, Do not lend credence to any form of opposition against the collapse of Roe v. Wade. Stop and remember, the only one who would be against saving life is Satan himself, and therefore the instigator of any opposition. Remain in unity in the new image of your nation, one nation under God and in union with the truth. I cannot teach you to trust. You must learn it by experiencing my provision over you in the past. My provision and my protection are very often one. Now you are receiving my protection of life in the womb. It is I who provided the way for hearts to realize the truth of this. The truth came through research and errors. The truth came from miscarriages, research, many events that seemed unfortunate, but were used for good. This generation is experiencing the fruits of research, debates, and scientific revelation. All of these changed the political opinions of those in high places. This Supreme Court ruling is the culmination of years of scattered revelations now molded together in my truth and in my provision. I try to do the same in every life. I try to mold together events which will lead the soul down the path of salvation. Everything I give to accomplish this is my provision, which leads the soul to the truth and in the truth. Your nation is not united under this president, as he does not work for the good of all the people. An example of this is the closing of the Alaskan pipeline, which has affected fuel prices. He is following a hidden agenda mapped out by others. It is an agenda in accord with the one world order. I am not happy with him that he said the overturn of Roe v. Wade was a mistake. According to those behind him, there is a fear of an awakening of consciences. Dear children, today I ask of you prayers for each state of the Union, for grave responsibility rests on each state as to how they will stand on the sin of abortion. This is not a time to rest and not pray. It is a time to pick up your rosaries as prayer warriors and to help me overcome the sin of abortion. Now, today, I am pleased with the crowd, and I'm blessing each one of you with my triple blessing. June 27th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, turn your attention to praying for the individual states now, since we have won such a big victory in the Supreme Court. Do not rest. We have won a big battle, but the war wages on. Many little lives depend on your prayers. I was very happy to see so many here for the event. Nothing you say or decide goes unnoticed by me. Remember, this war is not about just your opinions, but about each one's decisions for or against life in the womb. Do all you can to influence opinions for life. A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 2 through 3. We give thanks to God always for you all, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 28th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, it is important that the pro-life movement remains intact. You must pray now for the states that have not chosen to protect life in the womb. Be united in this prayer effort. Do not rest on this victory, which is on the federal level. Concentrate on the errant states who oppose life. Remain united in prayer, just as you were before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Lives are still at stake. Your prayers are what can change choices. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 29th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the challenge in working with many people is there is sometimes personality conflicts. This is when the depth of personal holiness is put to the test. Many difficulties can be avoided by choosing cooperative people to work with at the outset. Sometimes this does not show itself for what it is until time wears on. The sooner difficulties can be worked out, the better. In the ministry, I give all people a chance. However, they must be open to personal holiness and the direction of the messages. The sooner the resistance of the soul to change is noted, the better. Humility is the basic value which works towards harmony in a group. This needs to be the grease that moves the machine of the ministry forward. Without humility, not even a detour will help. The path personal holiness leads each soul upon is sometimes strewn with bumps and obstacles. View these as tests that reveal the depth of your humility to overcome Satan's tests. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 30th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today, dear children, I wish to speak to you about reconciliation. This is my mercy in action. To be reconciled takes humility and courage. You cannot be reconciled without first forgiving. You cannot forgive without first responding to my call to live in holy love. Holy love is the stepping stone to forgiveness. Forgiveness is the stepping stone to reconciliation. All of these have to come into play together. Otherwise, reconciliation is only surface deep. Make the effort to strengthen the holy love in your hearts. Then you will strengthen all the other virtues. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 14. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And over all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.